seeing any major delays in that portion of Montgomery County. No worries anywhere on the Beltway in Prince George's County. We do have road work on northbound 270. Two left lanes closed between 118 and 121. Not seeing any major delays, however. And then southbound 270, left lane blocked between Father Hurley Boulevard and Maryland 124. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
And now we are going to check in with Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Sensitive spring plants could be damaged overnight. We do have a frost advisory up between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. Temperature is expected to drop down to about 36 to 46 degrees. Mid-30s out in the mountains where there's a freeze warning up. At least temperatures will rebound tomorrow nicely into the lower 70s with sunshine. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
In Georgetown, we're at 50 degrees, Bowie 44, Leesburg 43. Some parts of our area could fall to the 30s overnight. It's 11:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
And good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here on WTOP tonight, who should pay for all the damages after the Baltimore Bridge collapse? Leaders in the city weigh in on a new court filing. Smoke earlier was seen in parts of Northern Virginia. It was from a big warehouse fire in Sterling. That's been put out now.
A local man thanks first responders for saving his life.
They're great.
This is Kyle Cooper.
Prince George's will now help residents and businesses cover the cost of surveillance cams in these neighborhoods. I'm Jaman.
How D.C. is trying to turn vacant spaces into new places. I'm Nick Iannelli.
The Orioles with the lead tonight, 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Pro-Palestinian protests are roiling college campuses nationwide, including Columbia University in New York, where there have been six straight days of demonstrations. More from CBS's Peter King.
There were no in-person classes. Some Jewish students have said they felt threatened, but says NYPD Deputy Commissioner Tariq Shepard.
There's been no credible threats to any particular group or individual.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have set up camps at Yale, Columbia, MIT, and the Universities of Michigan and North Carolina.
The State Department says negotiations continue to try to free the hostages taken by Hamas terrorists in Israel in October. But spokesman Matthew Miller says it hasn't been easy dealing with Hamas.
What you have seen over the past few weeks is Hamas move the goalposts. There are demands that they have made. Israel has moved some way to meeting those demands, and Hamas has then changed their demands.
The prosecution has begun presenting its case against former President Donald Trump. CBS's Katrina Kaufman was in the courtroom.
His demeanor is much more subdued than in other cases. During E. Jean Carroll and the civil fraud trial, he was often unruly in court. But this time, he's often sitting with his eyes closed. A couple times, we think we've seen him napping.
Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to allegedly hide so-called hush money payments in order to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. He's pleaded not guilty. Police in Oklahoma City have found five people dead inside a home. KWTB's Deanne Stein is on the scene.
With the number of victims, police dispelled any rumors of a cause.
This wasn't a gas type of situation or a fentanyl type of situation. These are five people who were killed.
Police say the five dead all had injuries consistent with homicide, including at least two children.
We're talking about children being inside this home and being victims of this also.
Police have not said how the five people are connected.
The local school district says the two children were a sixth grader and a ninth grader. A dating app popular in the U.S. is being sued overseas.
Hundreds of Grindr users have taken the gay dating app to Britain's High Court, alleging their HIV status and other sensitive personal information was shared with third parties without their consent. The LA-based Grindr has said it will contest the accusations. It was previously fined $6 million for violating Norway's data protection laws. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A judge in Arizona has declared a mistrial in the case of a rancher accused of shooting and killing a Mexican man on his cattle ranch near the U.S.-Mexico border early last year. Jurors were not able to reach a unanimous verdict. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
WTOP at 1203. The Tuesday morning, April 23rd, 2024, a frost advisory and a freeze warning in parts of the area from about 2 this morning till 8 a.m. Lows in the upper 30s and 40s before we're done. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your midnight hour ride. 48 in Washington right now. We begin the ride this morning with the latest on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Today, in 1 hour, we'll mark 4 weeks since the day came and a massive container ship crashed into the Key Bridge, causing much of it, you certainly remember, to collapse into the Patapsco River that morning. And while crews continue to clean up mangled pieces of the bridge day by day, the question remains, who should pay for these deadly accident remains? And the crews are continuing to clean up. In a court filing, Baltimore's mayor and city council have now said this week the owner of and manager of the Dolly should be held fully liable, accusing those companies of negligence. Singapore-based Grace Ocean Private, that would be, and Synergy Marine PTE filed a petition shortly after the incident asking their liability be capped under a pre-Civil War provision of a maritime law. A federal court in Maryland will ultimately decide who's responsible here and how much they owe in what could become one of the most expensive maritime disasters in history. Stay tuned. A two-alarm warehouse fire in Sterling on Monday created quite a bit of smoke that could be seen for a time across parts of Loudoun County. County Fire and Rescue tells WTOP crews have taken care of all the remaining hot spots. The cause and origin of the fire under investigation Tuesday morning. One firefighter was evacuated for heat exhaustion. The smoke was visible at times near Dulles Airport, but did not impact operations. WTOP at 12:04. He almost died when he passed out behind the wheel of his car and smashed into a light pole. Now a Fairfax City man never apparently misses a chance to thank the first responders that saved him. That from WTOP's Kyle Cooper Tuesday morning.
Albert Johnson is now 77. 5 years ago last week, his life almost ended when his heart stopped because of an arrhythmia problem. He smashed into a pole on Route 29, his foot against the accelerator, with the tires spinning and giving off smoke. A Fairfax City police officer sprang into action.
He had to break into the car, get the window open, drag me out, and he started CPR.
Every year on the anniversary, he drops off snacks and cookies to thank the police and fire personnel who saved him that day. He calls April 17th his second birthday.
So I'm excited about having a second birthday. And two, the police department here in the city of Fairfax, they're great.
Johnson says he's in pretty good health these days. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:05. Amtrak one step closer Tuesday morning to seizing control of D.C.'s Union Station using eminent domain. The Washington Business Journal reports a federal judge has ruled Amtrak acted within its legal authority 2 years ago when it moved to take over the commercial lease of the 116-year-old station. But the judge left apparently several matters in this case unresolved and held back on giving Amtrak immediate possession of the Union Station lease, which is currently controlled by a private company. Amtrak sued and argued that it needed total authority over Union Station to speed up its multi-billion dollar improvement plans on the table for the nation's second busiest intercity train hub. It's 12:06 Tuesday morning on WTOP, turning vacant spaces into new places. D.C. wants pop-up businesses, that is, to move into vacant storefronts downtown now. WTOP's Nick Iannelli was with the city leaders as they unveiled a brand new program to make that actually happen.
We understand that time is valuable for our businesses.
And that's why D.C. is giving pop-up businesses more time to operate by removing red tape. A new program allows pop-up business owners to get a streamlined certificate of occupancy so they don't have to go through the traditional permitting process. For now, the program is being offered only for vacant storefronts in the downtown area.
The activation of vacant space brings life and additional vibrancy to the district.
Brian Hanlon, director of D.C.'s Department of Buildings, says the process does include a safety inspection and will take 15 days or less.
We'll continue to innovate and seek ways to streamline processes to make stuff like this happen.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
After midnight, you're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome in. It's April 23rd, 2024. Glad you're with us this morning at 12:08 on WTOP.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, 24/7 guaranteed. Good morning to Ken Berger with our first midnight hit.
Thank you, Dean. On the in Prince George's County, they've called out an accident at Suitland Parkway northbound right at the Beltway. Watch out for responding units. Police and fire rescue units dispatched to the scene. On the Beltway in Virginia, still seeing the slowing. This is because of the work zone on the inner loop. This is between the Dulles Toll Road and heading out past the Georgetown Pike. Three left lanes are blocked. Only the far right lane is open. Not seeing any road work on the outer loop south of the American Legion Bridge to the toll road, but you do have road work in Montgomery County on the inner loop between the Legion Bridge and River Road, where two left lanes are blocked, and the road work on the outer loop in Montgomery County is between 355 and 270 over in the far left lane, but not seeing any major delays because of that. On the intercounty connector eastbound, left off ramp blocked at Lay Hill Road because of the road work. Also, the in Prince George's County portion of the ICC, right lane is closed between Route 1 and 95. No road work tonight up and down the 95 corridor in Maryland. The BW Parkway clear and no major issues on Route 50 leaving Washington heading out to the Bay Bridge. There is road work at the Bay Bridge tonight with the eastbound span closed. Two-way operations on the westbound span, but no delays. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A cold start to our Tuesday with temperatures between 36 and 46 degrees. And that is low enough to produce some fog and may even do damage to some of the more sensitive plants. We've got a frost advisory for D.C., metro area and surrounding counties, and a freeze warning for the mountains. Our temperatures rebound to the lower 70s under sunshine. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we're at 43 degrees Rockville. It's chilly this morning, folks. In the mid by an hour, 45 Ashburn, 43 Fort Washington. We are at 48 and holding at our nation's capital. The Midnight Hour, Tuesday morning, April 23rd. Welcome in. Brought to you this time around by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP Tuesday morning at 1210. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh with us this morning.
Verizon Wireless lost 68,000 subscribers last quarter, and it says more customers are postponing phone upgrades. Delta Airlines is giving flight attendants and ground crew a 5% pay raise. It is their third raise since 2022. D.C. Gastropub, Duke's Grocery, whose proper burger frequently ranks among D.C.'s best burgers, is opening at Potomac Village. The Dow finished Monday session up 254 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WCOD News.
Overseas, Asian stocks are mainly higher this early morning. The Nikkei is up by 99, almost 100 points. The Kospi's up 5. The Hang Seng is up 266. The Shanghai, the exception, down almost 13. Work officially, as we've been telling you here at WTOP, gets underway to build a $12 billion high-speed rail between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. We're in depth on what that would actually look like coming up next on WTOP. Don't go away. It's 1211. Good morning. Glad you're with us this early hour.
Is it a good day for a stroll on the National Mall? Or better to hang on the couch with your favorite shows? Plan your day with WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
Icing Smiles is a nonprofit organization that provides custom celebration cakes and other treats to families impacted by the critical illness of a child. Our goal is to create a custom cake for the ill child or their sibling that provides a temporary escape from worry and creates a positive memory during a difficult time. Memories have magical powers. Long after the cake is gone, the memories linger. Memories of the kindness of a stranger, of the sweet smells of a special treat, of the smiles and laughs, of a normal childhood experience so often stolen from these children. These memories are why we say it is so much more than a cake. We are not a bakery. As a matter of fact, Icing Smiles doesn't even have an oven. We rely on a generous team of volunteers spread throughout the U.S. to fulfill our mission. Visit www.icingsmiles.org to refer a family for a cake, sign up to bake a difference, and support our cause.
Good Tuesday morning, April 23rd. Welcome in. If you're just joining us this midnight hour, we're looking at a frost advisory and freeze warning both kicking in between 2A and 8A this Tuesday morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly clear, cold, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s before we're done. We're at 48 in Washington right now. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. Glad you're starting your morning with us, where the time now on WTOP is 12:13.
This is WTOP News.
Work has officially gotten underway now to build a $12 billion high-speed rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area. It's expected, we're told, to reach speeds of up to 186 miles an hour, faster than the Acela trains we have right now on the East Coast. This morning, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone joins our Dimitri Sotis to tell us what is actually being built here.
Well, the company behind this, Brightline out of Florida, they say that it's going to be in the next couple of years. They want it to be before the 2028 Olympics here in L.A. to have it up and running. And they say that this is going to be the first true high-speed rail in the U.S. People immediately say, well, what about Acela? It's not technically on high-speed rail lines, and it's not as quick as what this is going to be. And quite honestly, today in the big reveal, Dimitri, as they got going and ceremonially, they were hammering railroad stakes into ceremonial rail track. They were talking about L.A. to Vegas, showing pictures and a video of the ocean and the Santa Monica Pier. That's not really what this is going to be. It is going to be quicker than driving, but it's going to be Rancho Cucamonga to Las Vegas. Rancho Cucamonga is about 60 miles east of L.A., and in L.A. traffic, it can take 2 hours to get out to Rancho Cucamonga. So it's not like you're going to be in downtown L.A. or in Hollywood or in Santa Monica and jump on a train and go to Vegas. Still, though, there's a lot of excitement about it as they did the reveal today. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, he was on site and he did the hammering in of the ceremonial rail track, saying
this train will move people at 186 miles an hour between Southern California and Las Vegas in just over 2 hours, which is about half the time that it can sometimes take to drive on that road.
And so officially work is beginning now. It's mainly private, but it's got $6 billion in backing from the federal government. There was a lot of thanking of President Biden today during the ceremony as officials and politicians got up. Why this was able to move forward, that they were giving him credit and some of that money going to Brightline. But Brightline is this Florida company that already has pretty quick trains, not this quick, but already running between Orlando and Miami. They have a track record of success. And so they say that they're going to be able to do it, that they're going to bring in a lot of jobs, union jobs to be able to do it. They've got a late 218 miles of track, and they're projecting right now 11 million one-way riders every year, about 30,000 every day. That seems optimistic that 30,000 people would ride this every day going between at least the L.A. area, Southern California, and Vegas, but that's what they're projecting.
The trains are electric, and it's absolutely considered a green project.
Yeah, exactly. What they're projecting right now is the trains will be all electric on the inside. They talk about how high-tech they're going to be, that you know they almost look like spaceships on the inside where it's all plastic, everything on the inside of the train, that it's going to look first class. They're going to have high-speed Wi-Fi on board. They're going to have alcohol and first-class style food and then seats. That they are saying, look, if you're somebody in L.A., which that is a major route that people drive on the weekends, the Interstate 15 is bumper-to-bumper going toward Vegas every Friday night, bumper-to-bumper coming back from Vegas into the L.A. area every Sunday night. They're saying this is going to reduce traffic on the roads as people opt to go on the train instead, and they can get on, have a drink, have a good meal, and in 2 hours, they're in Las Vegas, and they're good to go.
ABC News correspondent Alex Stone talking high-speed rail with our Dimitri Sotis on WTOP. Quick look at the top stories early Tuesday morning. We're following here at WTOP for you. The nation's high court, U.S. Supreme Court, will be weighing banning homeless people from sleeping outside after hearing oral arguments in the case on Monday. And Baltimore leaders are asking a court that the owner and manager of that ship that caused the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore be held fully liable for the incident. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit GoTo.org.
Coming right up after traffic and weather this midnight hour on WTOP for you.
An amazing archaeological find at Mount Vernon. I'm Dick Uliano.
WTOP at 12. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, good morning to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Watch out for accident activity in Prince George's County, Suitland Parkway northbound right at the Beltway. We'll look out for responding units on the scene. We have road work going on in Virginia, northbound 395 at King Street. Right lane is getting by in the HOV lanes on southbound 395 at the 14th Street Bridge. For maintenance activity, right lane and right shoulder mobile closures with some minor delays in the district, northbound 3rd Street Tunnel between the freeway and D Street. We got the left side blocked because of road work, but not seeing any major delays. In Virginia, also westbound 66 at the Roosevelt Bridge for bridge work. The right lane is blocked. Then eastbound 66 east to Business 234 in Manassas. The road widening operations, the right center lane and the right lane are blocked on the eastbound side. And there is some congestion as you try to get over to the far left side, but not major with a light volume of traffic. Also dealing with some road work on Virginia 28 out in Manassas Park near Virginia 213. It's north of US 29. Now heading up to north of 29 with all lanes, both directions, alternating mobile closures because of ongoing road widening operations on the Beltway in Virginia, north of the toll road to the Georgetown Pike, or just a little bit beyond. Three left lanes remain blocked, traffic getting by to the right. Light volume, so the delays aren't terribly severe right at this moment. Virginia Spine Institute is now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Frost advisory up for much of the area this morning and a freeze warning for the mountains. This will be until 8 a.m. So with the fact that the growing season has started already, we may see damage to some of the more sensitive plants. Mostly clear skies out there and mostly sunny for your afternoon. Temperatures will rebound out of the 30s and 40s to the upper 60s and lower 70s. Great afternoon, at least, to get out once we warm up. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We've dropped a couple. We're down to 46 in our nation's capital. Midnight hour, Tuesday morning, April 23rd. Brought to you this time around on WTOP this morning by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Check them out. Good morning. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Time now is 1220.
How a busy baker beat back foot pain. Meet Sandra.
Brownies, cupcakes, cookies. I love to bake. There have been times when I've been on my feet for at least 12 hours.
And that's how things went from sweet to sour.
I had excruciating pain in both feet to a point where I had to limp out of the kitchen.
So she called up a former foot pain sufferer, her big sister.
She told me, you need to go to the Good Feet store and get some arch supports.
Smart lady.
It was an awesome experience. Scott took great care of my feet.
He's the arch support specialist who fitted her.
He was very patient, very knowledgeable. Scott was the man.
Now Sandra can have her cake and bake it too.
Oh yeah, my feet are very happy now.
You're gonna have to make some cookies for Scott.
I've already done that.
Of course you did.
The Good Feet store has locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the Good Feet store.
Good Tuesday morning, April 23rd. If you're just joining us, we have a freeze advisory and freeze warning both kicking in somewhere between 2A and at least through 8A on your Tuesday morning. Otherwise, mostly clear, cold, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s by daybreak. We're at 46 in Washington, where the time now on WTOP is 1222. Welcome in.
You're listening to WTOP News.
The search continues this morning for a suspect in last week's shooting at a park in Greenbelt that left five teen boys injured. It happened Friday night at a senior skip day event at Shrooms Hills Park in the Greenbelt area, where more than 500 students actually had gathered. They've done this before and had no problems. Greenbelt police say 8 to 10 shots were actually fired from one person. They still don't know why. Three of the five teens who were injured are now this morning said to be out of the hospital. A Maryland man has been arrested for his role in a violent street takeover in Springfield on Easter Sunday. Fairfax County Police and Baltimore County Police arrested 20-year-old Brandon Santos last Friday. He's charged in this case with abduction, assaulting a law enforcement officer, and other charges for the March 31st incident. Police say an officer was called to a commercial parking lot on Electronic Drive and found a large group at the time. driving recklessly around the region. When police tried to intervene, a group surrounded their car, we're told, jumping on the police cruiser, banging on the windows, and one person even tried to pull off the license plate. The entire takeover resulted in an officer getting hurt. Santos is being held locally in Baltimore County and will be extradited here to Fairfax County in the future. Archaeologists have made a startling find at George Washington's Mount Vernon. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports Tuesday morning they have apparently discovered the ground beneath the cellar. They saw two sealed bottles that contained plump cherries.
We have been excavating in George Washington's cellar, the cellar of the mansion.
Mount Vernon's principal archaeologist, Jason Burrow, says the discovery was made during the mansion's revitalization project.
The bottles and the contents themselves are incredibly exciting.
It's rare to find bottles intact from the 18th century. It's something else again to find food in them.
You can find corn cobs in this part of the world that could be thousands of years old. But these cherries, they're plump.
Burrow says the bottles provide a window to the past.
We don't see them as just sort of bottles or just sort of food remains. They actually are capable of telling stories.
The contents are being analyzed, the bottles being conserved, and will eventually be displayed. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Hey, it's about to get a lot hotter. In Florida, anyway, really hot.
Keep your clothes on, for now. A cruise company just announced it's launching the first nude cruise out of Miami, traveling through the Caribbean just in time for Valentine's Day next year. There's room for 2,300 guests on the big nude boat, their nickname, not mine. And it's got all the bells and whistles, clubs, bars, a casino, and spa. Cost-wise, it's not bad. Trips start around $2,000. And it seems hygienic. Nudity's only allowed on board, except in dining rooms. And people will be required to use towels anywhere they sit. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.